Hello again, Gooners. Yes, it's a winning run happening. A winning run of podcasts that are amazingly good, no doubt. Sound quality, better than ever. Didn't start off that well, did it? But there you go. That's the way it is. A bit like the season, in a way. So I think I will stop the music at this point because it's beginning to get on my nerves. It's grating. But the performance against Brentford was anything but grating, of course. It was great. Sorry, I didn't see that one coming either. But anyway, I'm waiting for Fizzy. I don't know if he's going to turn up. I think he will. It was his idea to have this podcast. Right, I'll stop it there because no doubt the music will play over and over and over again and you get sort of sick of it in no time at all. Well, here we are, live again, unscripted, of course. Can't do it any other way. Well, we could, and I have done it other ways. But if I get given a script, I'll never stick to it anyway. So part of me says, the very naughty part of me says, look, you can just make it up as you go along and no one will notice. And the other part of me says, you should be more professional about this. But then the part that actually says, I'm sort of losing my will to live here. But the part of me that says, you should be more professional also says, well, you're not getting paid for this, are you? So there's your opportunity out there, listeners. If you really want this to happen more frequently, you know, dig deep in your pockets. I know it's not a charitable concern, but if you really want this to happen day in, day out of your life, all you got to do is dig deep and throw the money my way or Fizz's way or both of us. So both of us wouldn't mind, but, you know, I'm groveling here asking for money while I was waiting for you. I didn't want to start Arsenal content until you got here. So about the bees then. Tell us about the bees. What did you think? I haven't said anything at all about the match.
I thought they came with a plan, didn't they, Brentford? And it was almost going to be a slightly different game for Arsenal. We had to break them down. I think we knew what to expect. And I thought we started off really well. We started quick. I do think the ref, there's a couple of penalty appeals and there's an offside goal. Lacazette had an offside goal. And what was interesting on the feed that I was watching it on, they didn't show the lines or anything.
I noticed as well. I was really flabbergasted that was offside because it didn't look offside to me. I only saw one replay.
Yeah. And then there's a few penalty decisions. I thought there was one where I think it was Lacazette again got kicked and he went over. I can't remember what it was. That to me looked like a penalty. And then the handball as well. I think we saw that was shocking, you know. And it's just kind of like, so you kind of thought, right, okay, it's not, the refs aren't with us. And then second half, we came out exactly the same sort of intent. And yeah, once we got the goal, the Smith Rowe scored. It was kind of like I think everyone could relax a little bit, and it made it interesting because Brentford had to come at us, and I don't remember too many chances that Brentford had really, where they looked really dangerous, where they a shot on goal or whatever, and then like I said with Saka in the late on in the second half, everyone relaxed. And I think Arsenal will be annoyed that they conceded a clean sheet. That was only our second goal from open play for a long time. But unfortunately, we did. But we still managed to get the result. So, yeah, all in all, an important win. They're all important wins, aren't they, every game? Mm. And we've got a massive game on Thursday night.
Against Wolves. You think Arsenal can turn them over again?
Again, the refs aren't helping us. We've got that Martin Atkinson, who I think I saw a stat. He's sent someone off for Arsenal in his last six games that he's refed Arsenal, you know. So I'm not confident that we'll get a fair rub of the green again. But just to touch on the refs, the standard, I feel like the standard's got worse. Like if you watch the United-Leeds game, there was an incident, Leeds-United, McTominay clattered into some player and he's bleeding. Like you can openly see him bleeding and the ref's just laughing. like there's this smug arrogance from the refs, because they know they can't be touched. They know they're not held accountable for their decisions. And it's really turning me off, you know, at the minute, because it's just, yeah, Arsenal aside, just the standard is so poor. Now, I know the FA is trying to, or someone in football is trying to overhaul, hopefully for next season, the standard of refereeing, because it's awful. You know, it's so inconsistent. It's so mistake-ridden. The whole system needs changing. But, yeah, now all we can do is focus on us. I think it's going to be a tough game. I think Wolves will obviously, you know, they're no mugs. And I think they'll be... They had a tough game against Leicester. I think, you know, slight advantage for us. They had a tough game against Leicester. One day's less rest. So hopefully, yeah, we can come at them again. And, you know, we'll see how we get on, really.
Yeah, Arsenal should have too much for Wolves to cope with, really, when you look at it. But...
Well,
have you heard about the talk about, you know, what was it in the, I forget which publication had it, but Smith Rowe as a striker.
As a false nine.
Yeah. Well, I actually didn't say false nine. I think it said they reckon that Arteta is seriously considering playing him as a number nine. I think he didn't say false nine. He just said number nine. He may have meant false nine. Hard to say, because I didn't hear him say it. It was just a report that he said the thing about Smith Rowe, he can play on the left, on the right, or as a nine.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting to hear, but I mean, what do you think? I'm not saying he can't do it. I mean, the issue was this website said he's just not very good in the air. That's the issue. You don't necessarily have to be, but it's a massive asset. He's quick enough.
Yeah, he is. I think he's got enough pace. I don't think he's rapid, but I think he's got enough pace. I think whoever made the comment about as a long-term solution, no, I don't think it's a workable one. I think for that reason only, that he's not good enough in the air. You know, he is our top scorer, but I think a lot of his goals have come from like runs from deep. You know, and he plays that midfield role quite so well, and he plays off the wing so well. So for me, it's not a long-term solution. However, as a short-term solution, perhaps. I think what Arteta likes is are players that are versatile and able to adapt. And you know, we go back to our old friend Xhaka. You know, Xhaka has adapted to a few and learned and done what Arteta wanted a few times. And I think that's why he's so popular, even to the Arsenal. If you think back to when Arteta first arrived at Arsenal, a lot of our goals came from Aubameyang, Tierney putting balls over the left, and Aubameyang coming into it. And what would happen is Xhaka would fall into that left back position, and he did that obviously under Arteta's instruction. Now we're playing almost like Partey as a six. Xhaka is like the left central midfield. Odegaard is the right central midfield almost. And Xhaka has adapted to that. So I think, you know, Smith Rowe, can he adapt to play in a nine? Perhaps. I think, like you say, he's got the pace. He need, you know, running in behind, pushing defenders back, coming deep. I think they're all sort of facets of being a good centre forward. But yeah, like... it's interesting. I read somewhere on Twitter that Martinelli was being sort of groomed for it, because he does seem like, to me, the more natural successor or the more natural nine. But I think what it could be is it will allow a rotation, so a constant rotation. So Smith Rowe might go nine, Martinelli out on the left, and then they might swap, or they might put Saka on the left. And you know what I mean? So they're constantly keeping the defenders guessing, having that versatility, having that fluidity. If you look at how City play, you know, you've seen Jesus on the right, you know, and they, and you know, so you do see a constant fluidity. Sometimes you see Mahrez up top, or you're in that nine position, if you will, or the central of the three sort of forwards. So I think he's possibly going down that avenue. So I'm not completely against it. I think It could be a red herring design for Wolves. They could be planning for that. I think it could be played them once already so quickly. You know, there's a lot of things. You know what it's like when you play games, many games against someone. It's quite hard, isn't it? Because you know each other so well. So it could be like that. But no, I'm not completely against it. I've got Arteta's certainly, if we think back to the beginning of the season, Arteta, for me, you know, we said Arteta needs to do something impressive this year. He's had his first full year last season. Progress was evident, and progress has continued to be evident. So I've got a fair bit of patience with Arteta at the minute. He's got a bit of time in the bank. I would love us to reach top four. If we do, brilliant. If we don't, okay. I think we need to get Europe. I think that needs to be the minimum. Top four's there for the taking. It definitely is. But, you know, we've got young players. So I think there has to be an element of pragmatism involved. But, yeah, if Arteta's willing to try that, then I'm feeling confident about it. And see how we get on. Because it's a big game again. Another big game. Playing Wolves. They're kind of in contention for top four and top six. It seems to be like there's a little breakaway league now between below Wolves. There's a fair few points below Wolves. Wolves, Spurs, us, West Ham and United all seem to be competing for that final spot. It's close, isn't it? It's going to be close.
Really, yeah. I mean, aside from the Arsenal defeat, as far as Wolves are concerned, they've been in quite good form, haven't they?
They have, yeah. I saw that graphic. It was like we're their only defeat in 10. Like they've beaten some good teams. Yeah, no, absolutely. They're, it's going to be a tough game. I'll take a 1-0 right now. Take a 1-0 right now.
And it's like you were saying, when teams play each other a lot in the modern day, normally you'd expect it not to have too many goals this game. You'd expect it to be a 1-0.
I think like they've got the second or third best defence in the league along with us, but their attacking output is also very low. And I think their attacking output is low because of how they play. And I imagine they will come to Arsenal and try and hit us on the counter. They will sit back. They'll have five at the back. Like they play 3-4-3, but that could easily be 5-4-1. So I think they'll try and hit us on the counter, and we'll have to try and break them down, like we did with Brentford. And I think, but it's obviously a very well marshaled defence.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot tougher. Brentford was pretty tough, I thought, tougher than I was saying it would be a tough game because it's a local derby and so on. But Tony wasn't playing, was he?
No, so he wasn't. They had a few, glimpses at goal in the first half, but I think, we should have had a penalty and possibly offside from Lacazette. So you look at those two, we should have easily been 2-0 up. And I think it was unfortunate, I don't want to go down the conspiracy theory route, but certainly unfortunate that we weren't up at half-time. I think Wolves, it'll be difficult. And I think they'll come and go, right, try and break us down and we'll hit you on the counter. And if you look at, say, like the Spurs result at the weekend against City, that was counter-attacking football. All of Spurs' goals, certainly the first and the third that I can remember, I'm struggling to remember the second, was all counter-attack. Spurs had four shots on target and scored three goals. You don't carry that 75% efficiency rate throughout the season. They were fortunate. Fair play, like Kane was on fire. I suspect Kane was putting himself in the shop window for City next summer, but I'd like to think so anyway. But they were counter-attacking football, and Spurs are a very good counter-attacking team. United, I didn't see the United lead game much of it. Again, end-to-end football. But that's the only blemish. Like, we got our result, but nearly every team didn't drop points around us. The only team that did was the Spanners. it's going to be tight. It's going to be tight. I have a feeling, we, as long as we don't let ourselves down, there's a few big games. Like, we play United at home. We play West Ham, Spurs. Yeah. So, yeah. But I do think it will be decided by how we do against teams outside the top six, if I'm honest. If we pick up enough points, again, then it puts less pressure on those big games, almost. You know, and there's a lot of games where we should be picking up points, should be winning, you know. And so I think it's something like, you know, 70 points is the target. And there's certainly 9 games out of the remaining 16 that you would think Arsenal should win. And then it's a case of, you know, and I think what was also in our favour, my dad said something to me earlier. He said the leading teams in France, Italy and England all lost this weekend and they all played Champions League football last week. So hopefully, you know, so Chelsea and United are both playing Champions League football this week. Hopefully that trend carries on. So, you know, and I think that will be a factor. You know, we want our English teams to go as far as possible in Europe, don't we? So they get bogged down with fixtures. You know, so, yeah. So, but, you know, it's, obviously I'm happy with the result. You know, it was a pleasing game. We were quite comfortable, I think, for most part of it. And it's good to see him. Yeah, Emil Smith-Rowe's got 9 goals. You know, it's fantastic.
10 in all competitions, right? 10.
Yeah.
You don't know what his other goal was scored in, which competition, because there haven't been so many, but I still don't remember.
Carling Cup, I guess.
It would have been the FA Cup.
I doubt it.
Yeah. So I don't even want to think about that. It's just recently, since Arsenal won the FA Cup, how many FA Cup games have been won out of? It's been about 3, right? So just 1 out of 3, I think.
Yeah, because didn't we get knocked out pretty early doors last year as well?
Yeah, Southampton, if I'm not mistaken. So I was pretty upset about that.
Yeah.
Because there I was coming in, Arsenal, a cup team. Okay, they got to a semi-final in Europe. But yeah, I was so disappointed last year with the cup performances and this year. But obviously, the league's a bit better this time around. But
after 23 games last year, we had 31 points. We've now got 42. That's a huge improvement.
It is massive. You know? Yeah. Season.
And if you ignore the first 3 games, we're like second or third in the league. We're as good as Liverpool are, pretty much. You know, so. You know, it's just there's a lot to be happy about. And I hope that we carry it on. And I hope that we can carry it on to the end of the season. And obviously that will remain to be seen. But, you know, last season we finished strongly. You know, we had that Chelsea game, which turned everything around. And I think he's kept the momentum going there. I think, you know, he's... I think we might slip up here or there, but... You know, I think, like I said, the important thing is if we win the games that we should win, we're in a very, very good chance. Yeah, the Watfords, the Villas, fucking Everton, we've got to beat them, you know, after that travesty at Goodison this morning. You know, I'd fancy us against United at home. I really would. I'd fancy us against West Ham. They're an older team, you know. So the only team that scares me is Liverpool, really, you know, because they'll have all their best players back. Chelsea will be very, very tough because it's away from home. But, you know, there's certain games that you can go, you know, it's not the end of the world if we lose. Yeah, you know, I don't want us to lose. Go back to the old days of losing 5-0. But it's like, OK, you know, we can't expect to win every game, but we can expect to beat Watford. We can expect to beat Villa, Everton, you know, teams like that. That's where we've got to be picking up 3 points as much as possible. And then see how we go against the top teams. I think we played well against City that first half until, you know, we got the man sent off. You know, we've done all right against Liverpool, you know. So, yeah, we'll see. But, it's exciting. It's certainly quite close, I think, for the foreseeable. And obviously the title race is wide open now as well, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The running, though, when I last looked, didn't look that bad compared to the other teams. Because looking at what's coming up, okay, so there's Wolves, obviously, then Watford away, which is just up the road, then Leicester at home, then Liverpool at home, which obviously we don't like the sound of, Villa away, which should be tough. And then after that, what comes?
International.
Oh, is there a break after that?
Yeah, international break. So you kind of think from the, those, if you go through it, so you've got Watford, Wolves, Watford, Liverpool, Villa, and Leicester. Yeah, out of those games, how many points would you take? 10, 12 maybe? You know, if you took 12 points out of those games, I think we'll be okay, you know, in reasonably good stead. So, yeah, let's see how it goes. And I think, you know, hopefully teams will start to drop points. You know, Spurs is a very, very good result. But it's for me, Spurs playing against City falls into their strengths. They're a counter-attacking team. And, you know, with Son and people like that, they're the pace that they have. They're not very good at breaking teams down, evidenced by the three defeats before. You know, not, right, except from Chelsea, but, you know, the Southampton and the Wolves, they're not good at breaking teams down. And I think, so, you know, Spurs are good against the big teams, maybe not so good against the weaker teams. And, you know, United, it's all, you know, defensively, they're not strong, are they? Leeds are always so open. So, you know, like, yeah, it'd be interesting. And I agree, the running, our running compared to the rest of the teams around us is easier. Yeah.
It is, yeah. Not so much travelling as well. Because most of the games, the away games, like Villa, obviously, is Birmingham. That's not a million miles. And Watford's up the road, like I said. Palace away, Southampton away, and West Ham away.
Yeah.
So the other games are at home. I'm not saying they're all easy, but when I looked at, you know, as you know I'm doing nowadays, looking at the fantasy football, most of Arsenal's games were sort of green or grey, which means they're relatively easy according to them. But I don't trust their judgment always, but they reckon, looking at that, when you look at the other teams, they've got loads more in the sort of whatever the other zone is, you know, red or whatever the colour is. Yeah, so these are neutral people. These are not Arsenal fans. They think that Arsenal's running is easier than everybody else's. I mean, past experience tells me we can't necessarily expect points from easy games, but this Arsenal team seems capable of delivering. You know,
that's the thing, isn't it? Like, you, Arsenal especially can't be complacent and can't be thinking, right, we just need to turn up and we get the 3 points, of course. But I think, yeah, there's reason to be, you know, not confident, but not too scared. You know, hopefully we turn up. Hopefully we do the business. We don't let ourselves down. But we certainly, you know, we put ourselves in a good position for it. So let's see how it goes. And, you know, it'd be great to get top four. And, you know, if you think about the beginning of the season, all the haters, all the people that were saying, you know, I saw something in The Athletic where all these people had said Arsenal had the worst transfer window, that all the signings that we've made were rubbish, and just to shut all those people up, really.
Yeah, it would be good. Talking, not quite shutting people up. What about Xhaka with the captain's armband? What did you make of that? Because I saw lots of different stories about it. Arteta said, well, he didn't say it was a storm in the teacup. You remember when Nketiah came on with the armband, Lacazette went off, and it was quite comic, actually. It was quite funny.
I think it was something along the lines of, like, they wanted Nketiah to stay in position. He wanted to give it to Tierney, and it meant he would have to come out of position. And Jack was like, no, just keep it for now. Give it to Tierney when the ball goes out of play, or something along those lines. Like, I didn't see it. I read about it afterwards, but it's completely, Arteta's right. It's a storm in a teacup.
Yeah, it was quite funny because he just.
You know, it really is. It's nothing to worry about.
He came out to him a couple of times.
I think it's just people.
Yeah, I know. I mean, the commentators were going mental about it, like it was a huge big deal. I mean, I didn't think, even if he did, I mean, I don't, to be honest, you know, I love Arteta, but I don't entirely trust his version of events on this one, me personally. I think it was actually given to Xhaka, because he said it was intended for Tierney from the start, and Xhaka didn't want to take it because it was for Tierney. But but anyway, I didn't really buy into that completely, if truth be told. I don't think there's a huge amount of skullduggery either way, though, because the way I see it is Xhaka, I don't think Xhaka particularly wants to be captain because of all the abuse he's had in the past. Now, I'm sure he's put it all behind him now, but I don't think he wants, just doesn't want it. Because he's a sort of spirit sometimes. See, I'm trying not to ask him to him. He is a captain.
Well, I read on...
He did put a captain's performance in. I thought he was like a captain, more so than most games I've seen. In recent times, he certainly improved under Arteta. There's no doubt about that for me. He's just he's more solid, slightly more reliable than he used to be. I mean, I don't remember him giving the ball away in the last game. He wasn't man of the match, but he was pretty solid.
He was good 7 out of 10, wasn't he? No, I saw on Twitter straight afterwards people commenting on it and explaining it. So this was before Arteta even said it.
Yeah, and Arteta's explanation was a good explanation. It's just me personally being a little bit suspicious that I don't really personally buy into it. You'd like to think it was very organised. Maybe I'm being too suspicious because Arteta is pretty organised.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, he is pretty organised. So maybe it's just I'm overly suspicious. But it was just something about the way it happened. It didn't smack of organisation with a guy running around the pitch with holding an armband. No, it looked so weird. It didn't look right. And you know, people could say whatever they will afterwards or whatever they want, but I just wasn't convinced that... I think Tierney was happy to put it on because he sees himself as a natural captain. Although I read this week that Arteta's hinting that Odegaard's going to get it. Did you see that?
Yeah, he's captain of Norway, isn't he? So it's not the worst idea in the world.
Yeah, especially after that performance. I just was so almost spellbound, really. His footwork was different level. I've never seen him play that well. I've always liked him, but he just had... he had a certain amount of zip about him, the way he was knocking the ball around and he was doing unpredictable things. He did some crazy back heel as well that a lot of people remarked on. He was just everywhere. He was absolutely everywhere. I'd have nearly given him... I could have considered giving him a 10. He was that good, I thought. I was so impressed with him.
Yeah, he was great. But
what about
the rest? Well, I thought they all played well. They all played well. Like, there's no weak links in the performance. Like,
no,
there
was Cedric, no one.
I thought Cedric was a little bit limited. Like, I think he tried, but I think he did slow it down a couple of times. But again, you know, that's more because he's a limited player than, you know, him making mistakes or whatever. I think he's, yeah. I thought they all played well, and I thought we deserved the result. It was quite a... It was good. You know, it was... there's nothing really that we massively need to work on, if I'm honest with you.
And what about... what about the keeper? Did you think he was on his normal game, Ramsdale?
Yeah, he was all right. I never really remember having any sort of panic moments with him.
No.
I thought he was fine. Yeah, he was okay. Obviously, he'd be a bit disappointed with the goal. But yeah, I thought he did all right. Yeah, he did all right, honestly, mate. Yeah.
Yeah, it was just it was a couple of his kicks weren't as good as usual. I mean, we've been spoilt, really, because he's just so good.
Yeah.
When he's slightly under par, he's still better than any other goalkeeper in the Premier League, I would say more or at least the same level as some of the top keepers. But yeah, I just had a feeling he might let one in. But I wasn't terrified he was going to let one in. So he still, you know, it wasn't like I totally lost confidence in him. It wasn't that. I just felt by his standards, it wasn't quite the same level as what we've seen. You know, it didn't look like he was impenetrable. You know, some games, it looks like no matter what the opposition do, they're never going to get past him because he's like oozing confidence. And on this occasion, he wasn't that confident. He was confident compared to other keepers, but by his own standards, I just thought, it must be so hard. How do you stay at that level where you're sort of getting eights or nines every single week? So, I mean, to me, it was a seven. So, yeah, I suppose, you know, we better keep it short and sweet, I suppose, today, because we'll no doubt we'll try and catch up after the Wolves game at some point at the weekend. So, ratings of the players. I mean, what did you think of Laka's performance?
Well, he did all right.
Yeah,
it was difficult. He did fine. I don't know, seven. I'd say all of them were sevens or aboves. I thought Odegaard played very well. I thought Saka looked bright. I thought Smith Rowe played well. You know, those three especially. Partey again. Yeah, good eight at six. A solid eight. He's really good. I thought Xhaka played fine. I thought Gabriel looked dominating. You know, I thought Tierney didn't really do too much wrong. Like seventh and eighth really, Joe, to be honest. It was a professional performance. I think it's a, you know, like as much as it can be. And I think obviously like Arteta will moan at them about what's it called? The goal that they conceded at the end.
Bit of a mess.
You know, it happens. You're not having all these clean sheets. Like I said, I think Wolves will be a tough test. And then we've got like a night. I think we've got a bit of a break before the next game, haven't we?
Yeah, that's right. So there's going to be a bit of a break. So it'd be nice to...
We play Wolves on Friday. And then Watford. There's another 8 days. Watford away.
Oh, 8 days. Okay. It's not a massive break then. But yeah, anyway. So Watford got a result the other day. So that's never going to be easy. It's never, ever easy against Watford as well. I always feel, you know, I've been saying on the one hand, it's great not having to travel very far for games, but when they're local derbies, they're so intense, even when it's just Watford. You'd think Watford don't get intense about any team, but I think they do when they play Arsenal, they raise their game, I think, a few notches. I mean, maybe they do it at Spurs, but I haven't seen enough Spurs-Watford games to comment on that, you know. So, right, anything else to mention, or is that it for now?
No, not really, mate. I think it's quite a short one, isn't it, really? Yeah, we'll try and do one. What's it called? On Sunday. Is it? All right. See if we can do... No, I'm working again Sunday, so same time next week, eh?
Oh, okay. We'll try and do that and make it a little bit regular if we can. I'm playing music. Playing music as well. Right, so we'll be cut off in a minute. Yeah. I still can't believe somebody said to me... That music, where did you get it from? I said, you must be having a laugh. And Podbean do their best to wreck it and sabotage it even more, and it's not the best recording. But anyway, hopefully our podcast was the best recording. Finally, what a tenuous linking. All right, until the next time. Adios, amigos.